Just once again to thank for the schuss to be able to speak in Tearaway. In truth, when I spoke here a few months ago, I didn't even appreciate the Havotas HaTeira in it. I got back to Gateshead and I got a whole lot of thank yous. So I said, I thought I was in London. So they said they were listening on the phone. So the Zich Gateherein makes the schuss bigger. The Mitzvah Shem should go from Echad El Choyer to Mitzvah Shem. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim which we say in the Vav Zechiras, a takana and end of davening every day. Zocha es Asha Osa Hashem Lekecho LeMiriam Baderach B'tzeizcha MiMitzroyim. The end of this week's parsha, we've got the whole parsha where the Torah tells us the maisa of the so-called Lashon Hara of Miriam. And the Torah said in Shoftim, Zocher, we have to remember what the Ribbono Shel Olam did to Miriam when they went out to Mitzrayim. First of all, Sheish Zechiras, which we mentioned at the end of davening, are no doubt fundamentals which every person needs, whether it's Maimat HaSinai or before the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Amalek, we can understand, belong to the Sheish Zechiras. Zochas HaShe'osa HaShem HaLekecha LeMiriam, I don't in any way make the Avira of Lashon Hara less than it is. But this should belong to the Sheish Zechiras. And the Torah says on that Zocher, which gives it a din of the Sheish Zechiras. What is there in this pasuk, in the Maisa of Miriam, in the end of this parasha, which befits it should belong to the Sheish Zechiras? Interesting in the pasuk, Zocher es Asha'os HaShem Nekecho LeMiriam Baderach B'tzeischa MiMitzrayim. The Chayra, Zochet HaShos HaShem Kechel and Miriam is enough. As a Zechira, to remember what the Ribbono did to Miriam, that in itself says it all. Why did the Torah add on Baderech B'tzeischa MiMitzrayim? We're connecting it with Yetzias Mitzrayim. They've had Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now remember what happened to Miriam when she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu on the way out of Mitzrayim. What's enough community to us when it was on how and exactly what the matzah of Klal Yisrael was at the time? The ick is to remember what happened. When the Rambam brings down in the last halacha in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, the Rambam says like this, and I'll read out a little bit of the lashon of the Rambam. Al inyan ze maze b'toyre v'oyme. Hishoma b'nega tzoras. Zochay is asha'osa Hashem lekecho leMiriam baderach. Hari hu oima. Hisboinenu. Bimisboinen. Stop and think. Ma ira leMiriam hanavio shedibro ba'achel. Look what happened to Miriam hanavio, who spoke ba'achel about her brother. Shehi gedei lebimenu shanim, she was older. The Gidla Israel Berkel, says the Rambam, she was one who brought him up. And she put herself in Sakona Ba'atzmo La'atzili Minayon. Ve'hile Dibra B'gnusoy, says the Rambam. She didn't even speak B'gnus Moshe Rabbeinu. Elo Shehishva Oisoy Lish'anavim. She was Mashve. She equaled Moshe Rabbeinu to the other Nevi'im. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't have any akpata, he wasn't angry. Shenema. So all the lashon the Rambam. For ish Moshe onav mo'ed. So the Rambam comes and he tells us, let's get it and let's understand the exact situation, how it was. We had Miriam, who was older than Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought her up, didn't even speak a lashon hara except to be mashve Moshe Rabbeinu nishan Nevi'im, to equal him to other Nevi'im, And Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not act potter, or is Moshe on of mind. Nevertheless, Aval Pikein, says the Rambam, Miyad Nensho B'tzoras, she got tzoras. Kavuchoyim el bnei odom harushoyim hatipshim, shemarbim nidabe gedoidus v'nifloitz. And then the Rambam carries on, and I want to go through the whole Arichos. He says like this, there are those who are derech yeshivas halitzim harushoyim, b'tchila marbim b'divri havoy, they speak stam dvorim b'tehilim, umitech kach boim nesape b'gnus hatzadikim, umitech kach yelen hergul edabe b'nevim, v'litin doifi b'divrihem, to start having sveikas in that what they're saying. Umitech kach boim nedabe b'nekim, v'kofrim b'ikka. The Rambam's telling us here, L'chayra, a whole way of understanding what lies in the pasuk Zoches Ha'asra Hashem L'kachon Amiri. In the actual Lashon Hara, there wasn't much of a Lashon Hara there. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adam Mikol Adam, Miriam went and was Mashveh Moshe Rabbeinu Nishanavim. Nevertheless, on her Madriga, she got Tzaras. Says the Rambam, a person has to know, it starts off with a yeshiva's divrei havoy, to speak dvarim b'tehilim. Umitech kach medabrim divrei gnus hatzadikim, v'ritin doifi b'difrehem. And says the Rambam, seif dovo, one can end up actually b'mkeif and teirim in Hashemayim. Zui sichas harashoyim nesheinom shohochet chile ba'oretz. And he carries on, Avol sichas shor Yisrael v'tzadikim eino elo v'divrei teirim v'divrei chochma lefichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiza al yodon umezaka iso. Beautiful Rambam, the last Rambam who was told us to ask, kedai to have a look at. But the Rambam's telling us a gewaldige zach. And I think the biggest raya, nearly a pella that the Rambam doesn't bring it, the raya to what the Rambam is saying is from the Parshas. At the end of Parshas Bala Yischa, Miriam speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's call it not against Moshe Rabbeinu, but about Moshe Rabbeinu. And on her madriga, says the Rambam, she was locked up at Saras. And the Rambam says, Umitech kach, born it in doifi b'fiyem. Once you're mashma Moshe Rabbeinu Anavim, and you're sape b'gnus ha-tzadikim, says the Rambam, one comes to put it in doifi, one has sveikas, and one doesn't treasure the words. I think the biggest drive for this is Parsha Shlach Lecha, the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu gives over a nevuah, says over, that it's the best places are in Yisrael. And this is the destination for Klal Yisrael. And the Meraglim will say, let's go and check it out. Doifi b'fiyem. Says the Rambam, Umitech kach, boy in the kfira. Parshas Korach. The Yushalmi says, in Sanhedrin and Chelek, that Korach was kaifa b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, but kaifa b'teirim in Hashemayim. He had it in kaifa. And the Rambam says, Zoches Hashem Hashem Nekecho Miriam. Speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, sitting around and starting with Dvar B'Tenim Divrei Havoy, one goes from there to Sape B'Gnus and Tzadikim, with Divrei Doifi B'Fiyem, till one comes to Kfira. Ba'aleischa Shlech Lecha Korach is the living example of what the Rambam says. If so, Zoches Hashem Hashem Elkecha Lemiriam, when I saw this Rambam, is telling us a Yesod in Emunah Chachomim. Emunah Chachomim, which starts Avada in the Torah and in Nach to treasure the Nevi'im, and in the Mesirah of Klal Yisrael, Emunah Chachomim, Chas V'Shalom, not to put Deifu Nevi'im. And I was able to find in the Siddur Itzat Tfilas, I really went on a search looking, in the Siddur Eitz HaTfilis, in the Parish Iyun HaTfila, and I want to read it out to you. On the Sheish Tzchiras, Tzchiras Miriam, Hayesoid HaGodol, Shekol Kiyumenu Nisham, Olov Lahamin, Emuna Shleima, B'Chachmei HaTeira. This is the notion of the Iyun Tfila. The Tzchiras Miriam is telling us a Gevaldige Yesoid. Our existence and our leaning pole is lahamin emuna shleima b'chachmei HaTeira, to have emuna shleima in the chachmei HaTeira, noisei diglo she'omdu lonu mechol doi v'doi, and those who hold and keep the banner of Teira and the banner of Klal Yisrael and lead the way in each generation. Sheloi laharir achareyem v'sheloi lahatl doifi b'maaseyem. Not to question their ma'isim. Shari Miriam at Tzadikas, Nozal Harer Acha Moshe Achel, V'nen Shatekav. Miriam at Tzadikas, she was Maharer Acha Moshe, brother, and she straight away got an Einish. Dim Loikin, Kol Echad V'Echad, Yelech V'Yibone Boma Le'atzmoy. He'll go, everybody will go and build a bomb for himself. And you see, ich bin das. Gam laskirinu oven loshen hara hachomor vo'ein shaya korov v'ikmai. Beautiful. This is the Iyun Tefillah, the Rambam. Soches ha-she'ot ha-shem elikecho le-miriam ba-derech b'tzeischa mi-mitzrayim. The Rebbeishim took it out to Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael became the atov ha-chartonim mikol ha-amim. Klal Yisrael learned Hashkocha Protis, and they saw what it means, the real Hashkocha Protis from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and to be chosen nation of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And we became the chosen nation. But for the existence and the kiyum of Klal Yisrael through each generation, it's not just good enough. Emunah in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Emunah in Hashkocha Protis. To exist through all the Deiris and to be able to go through all our years of Golos is with one thing, Emunas Chachamim. But Derech Mitzayischem in Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Emunah in Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Atabachartona which we felt B'Shaz Yitzias Mitzrayim, wouldn't be complete and isn't complete without the Henshech and the Kiyum which comes through Emunas Chachamim. On the Tochas HaShe'osah Hashem Nekecha LeMiriam Ba'derech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. We're not talking about the Yisrael Lashon Hara here. We're talking about basic Yisoidus in Emunas Chachomim, which is our only way. It's with Nevi'im B'zman Mashiach and it's Nevi'im B'zman Beis HaMikdash. Today, it's the Chachmei HaDoir, the Manhigei HaDoir, who give us that which they understand is the Rotzon Hashem. Taking the Maisa of Miriam as the Makir, the source for Emunas Chachamim in the Sheish Tzchiras, as the Rambam says, Miriam was just Mashve Moshe Rabbeinu L'Sha'a Nevi'im. We may have a toss and think, the main thing is not to be Mavaza, not to speak against, not to ridicule, not to go and say things again, not even to talk about being mistapik in the words of Chachmei HaDoir. Miriam was Mashbe Moshe Rabbeinu L'Sha'a Nevi'im. If this is one of the Makiris, or the Makir, for Emunas Chachomim, there's a Gevaldige Yisod here in the Emunas Chachomim. It's not just good enough to not speak Lashon Hara, or not to shame Chachmei HaDoir. One actually has to be machshif and give importance. Uplift in one of the Memchas Kinoni HaTeira is Machkimis Rabbi. And the Mephoshim explain Machkimis Rabbi. Put him up there. Put him at the top of the pole. There's a letter which Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner sent to Shtok, which took on one of his Talmidim, as the Rav of the town. And Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner wrote them a letter. And in the letter he said like this, the Stadtzeiger, as it was known as the Stadtzeiger, was always very high up. And he wrote in his letter, people think, why was the Stadtzeiger, why was the town clock very high up on the tower, that everybody should see? He said, no. He said, do you know why always the town clock is very high up? Because everybody would be low down, and everybody would look in the watch, and they would see that the clock and his watch aren't actually showing the same time. Instead of changing their watch, they'll go and change the clock. So that means Stadtzeiger. So the Stadtzeiger has to be high up on a tower. Nobody can touch it. That's the time. Your watch doesn't fit in with the Stadtzeiger. You have to change your watch. The Stadtzeiger stays the Stadtzeiger. Such a Rabbi Sakotni wrote to the Kehela. You want your rov to be matzliach, and you want this to be one day, and you want to make sure that your hashkofa fits in with the rov which you're getting now. You've got to put him on a tower. I love from the Gemara can be dollars. Put him up as high as you can. You put him on the Stadtzeiger on top of the tower, and you fit into him. You don't make him fit into you. And he wrote a whole paragraph. The only way that to be matzliach and to take heart whatever my Talmud is going to tell you is through giving him covered and being machshav. And in truth, it's a mefush Rabbi Yena in Shai Tzu, and I'll read out again a bit the Lashon Rabbi Yena, beautiful Lashon. Ki yesh bekovet hachachomim b'yishorim te'alus gedelus. When you give glory to the Chachomim, ubesitam elyonim, and you put them elyonim, tivreim nishmoim, their words are listened to. Ve'yovaleim on kuloi ve'yidnu l'me'atosim, everybody will go and listen and follow their instructions. Uberois b'nei adam, when people see es kol kavodam, Yomadu lekach linchil covered the tarbahadas. Says Rabbi Yehuda in Shai Gimel is Kuf Mem Zayin. The aside of covered hachachomim is in order that the words of chachomim should have a hashbar. Like we know in Kibbud Avayim, the concept of covered in the Torah is the more you're machabed, the more you're machshiv, the more you get back. Says Rabbi Yehuda, covered hachachomim. If you do a ma'aseh covered, that will mean it will help. You'll get the hashbar. And the Midrash says, the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua should take over and be the manik in Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Midrash said, my two children are roi. So Rabbi Yehuda answered back, yes. Your two children have learnt Torah. But Yeshua was kibbed the ribbits base of Medrash. He swept and looked after the base of Medrash. And he's ready to be the man against Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's children, obviously, were Talmidei Chachamim Muflagim. The Bereishis says, what was the difference? Children of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. And when Yeshua was zeich to be the man against Klal Yisrael, was because he swept the base of Medrash and prepared the base of Medrash for the Shurim. Say the Mepharshim, he did a Ma'aseh Kovod. He was Mechabad, his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, in the way that when he heard the Shia of Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard a different Shia than the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. He heard them between the lines. He did a Ma'aseh Kovod. He gave that honor. He was Mechada in Kovod HaChachomim. To his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't just hear a Shia, he heard a Shia, he understood a Shia, and he saw him between the lines. And this is the inyan of Kovod Chacham. When we learn out from Miriam, who got Saras, she was mashveh, she wasn't the mother, she was mashveh, she called Moshe Rabbeinu the Sha'an Nevi'im means she didn't give the correct chashivus. And I saw Dona Nifla in the Gaon in Aderes Elio. He says, Miriam Hishve Moshe Rabbeinu Lish'a Nevi'im. Miriam equaled Moshe Rabbeinu to other Nevi'im. Bo Koyach V'Omar Kulonu Kedosh. Go. Bo Koyach V'Omar Kulonu Kedosh. It started that Miriam was Mashve Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't appreciate the chashivas and to give this chashivas. Bo Koyach V'Omar Kulonu Kedosh. We don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't need an Aron HaKohen. We can manage. Kulonu Kedosh. It starts with a sensitive lack of covet of Mashve Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevi'im. And it can end up with Kfir of Nebuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Kolonu Kadesh. There's a passage in Parash Vayechi. Shimon v'Levi Achim, Klechomos Mechiriseya. Yaakov Avinu tells Shimon and Levi, Achim Klechomos Mechiriseya. B'seida mal tovei nafshi, u'bekova mal teichet kvirdi. When it comes to the mice of Korach, don't mention my name. When it comes to the story of Zimri, don't mention my name. Why? Key, because Ba'apom Hargo Ish over Tzainon Ikru Shoyer. Because you, Shimon and Levi, were involved in the mice of Mechiras Yosef, and you were involved in the mice of killing of Shechem. So the one pasuk which tells us four mice in the story of Korach and in the story of Zimri, don't mention me. Because Shimon and Levi, you are the ones involved in Mechiras Yosef and the mice of Shechem. What's the connection? And because of those two stories, therefore Besaidon, I shouldn't be mentioned. I think with what we're saying now, the pshat in the pasuk is made. Medrash and Chazal tell us the Ika Aviro Mechiras Yosef was that they didn't take counsel from Yaakov Avinu. They should have asked Yaakov Avinu. Horaya, they covered it up and they wanted, and they took the Xenus Passim and they put it into the dam. The Maisa of Shechem state in Medrash, Yaakov Avinu from the Psukim had a Taina. Where were you? Why didn't you come and ask me first? They didn't give Yaakov Avinu the right chashivas. They didn't take counsel by Yaakov Avinu, their father. They didn't appreciate Chachmei Adoyr, Yaakov Avinu being their father, the Chachmei Adoyr. They didn't appreciate the Manik. It starts with a lack of appreciation. And where does it end up? Zimri and the mice of Korach. It ends up with Kfira and total disgrace in the mice of Zimri. Don't mention me in the mice of Korach and the mice of Zimri. As a remez, where did this start? This is magnified from the beginning. The first story which happened, Mechiras Yosef, you left me out of it. There was a mice of Shechem, you left me out of it. So he said, in right, make a remez in the Torah. Don't put my name in the mice of Korach and in the mice of Zimri. And no, where was the beginning of this story? Long time before, in the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef and the Maisa of Shechem. It starts with a lack of chashivas and one ends up with a snagdus and kefira. There's a well known, but could I say it over, it's just on what we're talking. There was a rabbi in Liverpool, a pitnik, Zecha Tzadik Mevracha, Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim. Being a rabbi of a shul, and he had all the echrayas for all its members, is the president of the shul came to the rabbi one day and said to him, I've got a major problem. My daughter's marrying out. She's become friendly with somebody. Can the rabbi please see to it? And can call her in and tell how bad it is. So Rav Plitnik said, okay, send it in. Rav Plitnik told this over to my father. He said, oh, from a tchilo ad saif. She came in, and Rav Plitnik spoke to her for 2 hours. And he saw, it didn't help at all. It was water by duck's back, and she was not changing her mind. He spoke to her, tried to explain it to her, nothing. Sent her out, Shetach Rav Plitnik was himself full of Agmas Nefesh. And the father came back in. And the father said, no, Rabbi, did you manage? She said, no, I tried, but I didn't manage. The father, in the Agmas Nefesh he was, started shouting at the rabbi, this is one of your jobs, and you can't even do it, and gave him a piece of his mind. She said, hold on. I'm going to tell you of a marshal from my Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim. There was an epidemic in the town, and there was an epidemic which was Rachman Litzlan, a disease which the children got it, they all died. There was one doctor who had the herbs and knew how to give the medication that was necessary in order to keep the children alive. And each day, he went from one town to the next and had a clinic. And by night he travelled. He was travelling from one town to the next. Middle of the night, in the forest, a gang of robbers came along. And they took everything away from him. He had bags, he had everything with him. They took it all away. They opened up the bags, all his fountains, herbs and zachem, they threw it into the sea. Next morning, there was a queue out in the town, and all the fathers and mothers were coming with the children, and the doctor was giving advice, but he didn't have his herbs. In walked the father of the child. He starts saying, doctor, save my child. This is the Moshav Chofetz Chaim. Save my child. So the doctor looked him in the face and said, I recognize you. Do you recognize me? He said, no. I recognize you. You were one of the gang during the night. Give me back the herbs and I'll be able to give medication to your child. And the father begins to cry and says, he threw it into the sea. So the doctor says to the child, you've killed your child. The father said that. You've killed your child. Said Rav Plitnik to the president, I've been giving droshes the last 20 years in the shul, a sermon every Shabbos morning. You've gone every Shabbos morning at dinner suda and undone those droshes and said it was a load of rubbish. And now you want me to save your child. You've killed your child. And this is where doesn't give chashivas. It comes to kafira. And when it comes to kafira, then we've lost everything. This is our tool. Zocher she'osa Hashem lekecha l'Miriam. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imorishenim kamalachim anu kivnei adam. Imorishenim kivnei adam, then anu ena afilu kechamesh of Pirkos ben Yoy." Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, why in World War II were the Yidden from Africa saved? This is what Yaakov Kamenetsky said over. So why did they not suffer? If we make our Rabbonim Kamalachim, not just that we're not Mavaza, but we lift them up, we're Machkim Es Rabbi, we make them Elyonim, we give them Kavod Rabbonim, that brings to Emunas Chachomim and their Karishenim, then we're Bnei Adam. Oh, but if we just like them, make them Bnei Adam, we're mash for them, yes, they're Bnei Adam, then we've got to deny Behemoth as a Shechita. Said Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Bnei Africa showed such Kavod Chachomim, such Kavod Talmid Chachomim, they made them Elyonim. By then, it was Emunas Chachomim of a nichtige Eifen. They didn't question. They didn't have any sfeikas. There was no doifi. Therefore they were saved. They were bnei adam. And he said, this is the limudah they have to have. Zochet ha-sha'osah Hashem ha-nekechol le-miriam va-terech b'tzitzchem ha-mitzrayim. In the Sheis Chiris, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Maimat HaSinai. We talk about Yisaidus. We talk about Emunah. Zochet ha-sha'osah Hashem ha-nekechol le-miriam va-terech b'tzitzchem ha-mitzrayim. A Yisaid and Emunah's Chachomim. Look what happened to Miriam. Shemashve Moshe Lish'ar Nevi'im. She was older. She brought him up. He had no akpoda. Because Mashva Moshe Rabbeinu Shanavim, says the Rambam, that's the beginning of the Yerida. Till one comes to Kfira, to be Kofa B'Toyosh Min HaShemayim, and Kofa Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yesod is, Emunas Chachomim. Emunas Chachomim only comes about after this true Kovet Chachomim. When there's a Kovet Chachomim, and there by Elyonim, that brings to the true Emunas Chachomim. As with that schus of the Emetic and Muras Chachomim, that they should be the ones to take us to the Gula B'mehir V'yameinu.